You hardly would, but if you're ever on Instagram, be sure not to confuse the first result you get when you type in UEFA with the sportstainment juggernaut that runs European football. Look closely and you'll see that this UEFA is unofficial, unauthorised even. Look closer still and you'll see a collection of Rizzo-printed posters, covers of zines, mock artefacts and exhortations to join games of street soccer. This is the online presence of a group of Dublin artists who love football and blended into their own art practice. A conference later this week at TU Dublin, The Art of Football, underlines that this crossover isn't unique, and we'll hear more from the conference next week, but this time one of the founders and presidents of UEFA, Dublin footballer turned artist Gavin Fahey, tells Culturefile about his own fight to put the beauty back in the beautiful game while simultaneously developing a critique of late capitalism.
Do UEFA have a reaction to you, or does UEFA understand art as art? And, you know, they can be quite litigious. And
yeah, I don't know. Lots of people message our Instagram thinking we're the other UEFA. And they're like, just like giving us abuse for ruining football and whatever. But I think that's funny that like it's kind of become a crossover, like blurred lines between what we're doing and what they're doing and kind of how they treat our sports. I don't really like watching football. I just like playing it, unless I'm actually in the ground. I'd never sit down in front of a telly unless it's like a World Cup game. Yeah, just like the Premier League's boring. I don't care if two oil-rich teams are playing against each other in the final. Like, I'd rather be involved in the community, helping any way I can to make that work. Like, football was originally a social game, and it's kind of returning it to that in a way. I played football since I was 7, and then I kind of got into art like when I was around 12. Specifically, got into graffiti. That's kind of when football and art collided with me. I kind of had to choose between what I wanted to put more time into, learning how to use a spray paint can or go into training. And that's kind of where it collided for me. And then I don't think I really found a balance between the two. After school, I went to art college and I hated it. I like just dropped out after like 6 months. And then the year after that, I played football full time. But when I was in the art college, I didn't play any football, or like I did, but I didn't enjoy it at all. And when I was playing football full time, I didn't do any art, and then after that I just decided to get a studio, and then it kind of just ended up doing both of them at the same time.
Where were you playing?
There is an FAI course in Irishtown, and then Cabinteely became a League of Ireland team, and I signed for them in their first squad. Like, stuck it out for about 6 months, played about 10 minutes and just hated it.
Where did you play?
Mainly on the bench. But I like playing, I think I came on I like playing behind the striker. That's my favourite position. But I kind of just don't really like being coached. Kind of just like doing it. Young lads that have been sent to England just start to hate football because of how they're treated over there. Football isn't this glamorous thing once you get to the kind of that level. It's like when I was in that football course, there was like 5 lads back from England, and it's just like, you know, you come back without a leaving cert. You come back, you know, people see you as a bit of a failure in a way, because you haven't made it or whatever. That shouldn't be the case. I just like being a footballer on my own terms and making art that enables that. And that's kind of where we're at today, I guess. Our UEFA is the Unauthorised European Football Association. We love football, but we hate playing it on other people's terms. So like this whole project is kind of creating our own governing body and then football club, so we can be professional footballers on our own terms. I made a map of the 16 free public pitches that are all over the city, free all year round. And then in October, sent a text out, October 2017, me and 4 others showed up to South Dock Street in Ringsend, which is a really nice football pitch. We played there last Sunday. Yeah, then after that, anyone who wanted to play football on their own terms could kind of just rock up and kick a ball in a park. But now it's kind of just become a community of friends, and it's open to anyone and everyone. if you just want to come along, come kick a ball and use your public space. We play on a different pitch every second Sunday, but the main pitch that we play on, the one that kind of feels the best to play on, is Vicar Street, just in behind Vicar Street venue there in the Liberties. It has a massive tricolour, like Michael Mallon mural on it. Just a really beautiful place. And Harry Crosby has put in for an 8-storey hotel, like that backs onto the pitch. The flats that are beside it are like 4 stories. So it's going to completely tower over everything. And we kind of felt that the public space that's attached to it will kind of just become an extended lobby of the hotel. We entered the protests, just kind of had conversations with local residents and different community groups, and like decided to organise a football match to protest it. So it was communities united via the building of transient accommodation in Dublin City. We had 2 teams kind of playing as one. One of our teams was called Build Homes and one was called Not Hotels. And after 7 hours, the game ended 84-80, which is pretty pretty crazy.
How did that match work as a 7-hour thing? Is that constantly rotating teams?
Yeah, so constantly rotating. We had bibs and you queued up, and if you wanted to go on, you just ask someone to come off and someone would give you the bib and you take a break. And it was just like queue up and everyone gets about 10 minutes. Probably had about 120 people or more there throughout the whole day. It's like casual football. It's not like anything serious. Like it's not, we barely even keep score sometimes.
Well, I was wondering about, I saw this art football game recently, which was lots of London galleries playing against each other. And it was full on, like people were running hard at each other and, you know, the tackles were bloodthirsty.
I mean, maybe when you do add in an element of competitiveness, people have a switch in their head that maybe brings them back to their childhood or whatever. We were originally going to do a tournament on Vicar Street, but it was just, it made more sense to just do one protest match. We kind of see it as like 168-0 against the building of transient accommodation and planning. Just connecting the dots originally between the public space in the city, and now it's connecting the dots between the different communities that are doing good work.
Gavin Fahey of UEFA there, whose 2019 Confederations Cup takes place tomorrow night as part of this week's TUD Art of Football Conference in Grange Gorman. The conference runs tomorrow and Friday, and other events include a screening of the film Football As Never Before at Dalymount Park with live soundtrack by Matthew Nolan. We'll have more from the Art of Football Conference next week on Culture File.